This is the town of Lacahatchie Groves. This is the RFQ for General Planning Services, Engineering Development Services, and Building Inspection and Plans Review Services. On behalf of the town is Karen Gardner-Young as the Community Standards Director, and
Sandra Salarte, building permit for the building department.
It is now 2 o'clock per our cell phone, and we will start with the opening of the packages. First package to be opened, it was received from CAP Government Bureau Vertisa, I think as it said, I forgive. It was received on August 27th, 2025 at 1:40 p.m. Received is one USB port, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven copies of their proposal, a closed envelope of their financial statements. For the request for qualifications, it includes profile, letter of transmittal, reference check, workload, prior firm, experience of the firm, project teams, are spelled incorrectly, team staffing experience, capability, understanding methodology, and the required executed forms. This proposal has been deemed to be sufficient. Next one is received from Ingenuity Group. It was received on August 28th, 2025 at 9:31 a.m. Ingenuity, I have a USB or memory stick. I have one, two, three, four, five, six, and one original of the documentation and an envelope containing financial information sealed. Included in their packet is the information, their letter, reference checks, their workload, specific experience, the team personnel, their, looks like their individual members on their team, project approach, understanding of the methodology and the executed forms, and then their attachments of their licenses. This item has been considered complete and is sufficient. Next package is from Two and Taylor, T-E-W and Taylor. This was received on August 27, 2005 at 4:35 p.m. Included in the packet is a USB port. One. Six copies of their documentation. I did not see their financial statement. It includes the proposer profile, the transmittal letter, reference check, workload, work awarded to the firm, their experience, key project team manager staffing, experience, capability, understanding, required executed forms. Uh, They did include a financial information within their documentation of financial statements as of December 31st, 2024, and for the year ending December 31, 2024. We will consider this item as sufficient. Next item comes from Jay Morton. It was received on August 28th, 2025 at 1:25 p.m. Included in the packet is an envelope of confidential, which is their financial statement. Seven copies, one original, and copy of their documentation, as well as the USB port. Included in their packet is profile, proposer profile, their transmittal letter, their clients that they did work with, their individual staffs, the projects that they've been involved with, the name of the members, their background resumes. Financial information is included as here as well, and all the required forms as well as their licenses. This will be deemed considered complete. Next one is from James Barton, Florida Technical Consultants. This was received on August 26 at 10:14 a.m. Included in the packet is six copies, one original, plus the USB port. I did not see a separate financial. It's included. They included their letter of transmittal, reference check, workload, prior work awarded to the firm, capability experience, key project staff, staffing experience, capability to meet the time, their qualifications, and let's see, 26 includes. Their licenses. Required forms. We'll take another look to see if the financial information is available or not available. We'll make a determination on whether it is deemed sufficient, but at least we received all the other required items. Next item is Canopy Mapping Company. This was received on August 26, 2025 at 11:03 a.m. Won't help it. Included were six copies and one original plus the memory stick. I did not see a separate closed financial statement. They included in theirs the proposer's profile, letter of transmittal, reference check, workload, prior town work appointed to the firm, capabilities experience, team personnel, staffing experience, budget requirements, overall understanding methodology, the required executed forms, and they have included documentation, including filing reports. We'll have to make a determination whether there's additional information in here regarding the financial conditions, or we may require them to be provided at a later time. Next item, comes from WGI. It was received on August 28, 2025 at 8:15 a.m. Included in their packet is... the memory stick. And six copies and one original of their plans. It includes the profile, letter of transmittal, staffing, work appointed to the firm, experience, team personnel, staffing experience, quality budget requirement, understanding of the methodologies, and the executed forms. And I did not see there is no separate financial information, so we'll take a look within the document to see if that is there. That is the last proposals that we have received. It is now 2:11. We will consider this matter as closed. The next step is on September 9th. We will hold a hearing between the evaluation committee in order to determine those firms that would be shortlisted. We will consider this matter as done.